I want to share with you an important concept. It helps me a lot. Eternal life. Eternal life is only possible with God. Without God, away from God, there simply is no eternal life. There's no such thing. It doesn't exist apart from God. Really important concept. Apart from God, there is only mortal life. And after mortal life, after the lights go out, after life on earth, there is only eternal death without God. So the choices are eternal life with God or eternal death without God. It's kind of black and white. When I was a youngster, there was this game. Some of you may have played this game. It was a game that taught trust. Some of you may remember how this works. A person had to close their eyes and allow themselves to fall backwards, straight-legged, into the arms of others. Remember that game? You ever play that game? It took a lot of trust, right? You just had to fall backwards. Well, if you're like me, a lot of you kind of took that step and caught yourselves, right? I mean, you got to be sure. It's hard to give up your personal control and trust in another. And this is what we're going to see in the gospel today. This is what Jesus is showing us. Is this man? He's asking Jesus, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He wants to be sure. And Jesus sees the man's problem immediately. The man wants to be in control of his own destiny. And the man is practicing his religion mechanically, but he's practicing it. He's faithful. But he doesn't know Jesus, and he doesn't trust in anyone but himself. The man wants assurance of eternal life, something he can touch and feel and be sure of. And that's why Jesus asks him, why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. Jesus is challenging the man to acknowledge him as God and to trust him. All good comes from God. And we see the man struggling with this. Jesus acknowledges that the man has been following God's commandments, but it's evident that the man does not know God, but only God's rules. He doesn't know God's generosity. The man cannot bring himself to trust and to love God and God's people. He's very wrapped up in himself. So Jesus' challenge to the man is straightforward. Give up your riches and follow me. The man cannot do what the apostles have already done. This man is too dependent upon himself and his own wealth to have assurances for eternal life. This man needs more than anything else to be self-reliant, in control. Sound familiar? This man cannot allow himself to fall in love with Jesus. He wanted the assurance of eternal life, but he's prevented himself from going there because he cannot bring himself to trust anyone but himself. And the man asked for eternal life, and Jesus offered it to him. So you're lacking in only one thing. Go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And then, come, follow me. And at that statement, we read, it's one of these crystal clear moments of choice. His face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. And Jesus explains to the apostles, saying how hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. That man's wealth was his personal control over his own destiny. He said he wanted eternal life. He could not bring himself to put down his wealth and give up his self-control to step into the kingdom of God that Jesus had just promised him. Again, the only way to eternal life is with God. There can be no eternal life without God. This is the same problem that we encounter with original sin. Adam and Eve were born to live eternally with God. God created them to live with Him forever, without sin and without death. God did not create mortal death. God did not create sin. Adam and Eve had free will. Adam and Eve wanted to control their own destiny. Adam and Eve wanted what God had, knowledge of eternal life, but they didn't want God. They chose to rebel against God. They gave up the assurance of eternal life with God. They separated themselves from God. And after their rebellion, they hid themselves from God. God did not separate himself from them. They separated themselves from God, much like this man in the gospel. They lost eternal life for themselves and for all of us, their children, when they refused to trust and obey God. They simply could not live in that trusting friendship. They wanted to be in control without God. This, in a nutshell, is original sin. They chose to rebel and to be separate from God, and there is no eternal life apart from God. Eternal life only exists with God. Very important concept. Today we will baptize my grandson. I am a widower. No scandal here. William Francis Hamlet will be baptized today, and with his baptism, William will become a Christian, something he is not at this moment. And his original sin will be washed away. That's the promise of baptism and the sacrament that Jesus gave us. And William will be restored to eternal life as a child of God. Right now he's a mortal being. He'll become like Mary, the new Eve. And he will become like the apostles who had the promise of eternal life, as we just heard. And this cannot happen without his baptism. And later William will be taught by his parents that even if he subsequently sins, God loves him so much that by the sacrament of confession, he can return and become again like the day of his baptism. That's the power of confession. Without sin, like the day of his baptism. And by the sacrament of Holy Eucharist, William will be nourished for eternal life. God does not want William or any of us to live apart from him, but eternally with him. And by being brought up in the sacramental life of the church, William will have the opportunity to live with the assurance of eternal life, not just a vague hope. That's the power of the sacraments. I've never met anyone who didn't want to live eternally, but only this mortal life. And however, I know many who say they believe in God, like the man in today's gospel, but can't really bring themselves to love and trust him and to live with him forever. Rather, they prefer to be in control of their own destiny apart from God. We know that we cannot earn eternal life, but that it's God's gift. However, we learn from Jesus today that for those of us who love God, we can live with the promise of eternal life. And Jesus tells us how. We pray today for William, that he will be taught the wisdom of Christians, which is to trust God, and that in his life he may learn to allow himself to fall into the arms of God, trusting in God's mercy. We will pray with William's parents the words of the psalm. Let your work be seen by your servants, and your glory by their children. May the gracious care of the Lord our God be ours. Prosper the work of our hands. Prosper the work of our hands.